This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
In a 5-4 decision just released this hour, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the law preventing same-sex couples from getting the same federal benefits as other couples. In the majority opinion, the 1996 law violates basic due process and equal protection principles. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith joins us live with some of the practical changes this ruling could mean for same-sex families. A key focus here is those federal benefits?
Well, that's right, David. The case here was U.S. versus Windsor, and that was New Yorker Edith Windsor. She had to pay $360,000 in estate taxes after her wife died, and that was because DOMA wouldn't let the IRS recognize their marriage. So this decision means that same-sex couples who are legally married can enjoy the so-called unlimited marital deduction, and that means if you're married, you can hand your estate over to your spouse tax-free. Also, Social Security benefits. Same-sex couples haven't been able to get those survivor's benefits when their spouse passes away.
And what are some of the other benefits affected?
Well, another big one is that gay couples can file their taxes jointly. Now, that's especially useful for couples where one spouse earns a lot of money and the other doesn't earn so much. The high earner can benefit and get a little tax break, their income split between two people. Also, health insurance. Often for gay couples, that was very expensive to get a spouse on their company health insurance. And actually, David, there are over 1,000 federal programs and benefits that come with having a legally recognized marriage.
Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reporting live. Stacey, thank you very much.
Thanks, David.